Expenditures and purchases I wrote down in a book. That's what I was talking about. $8 rent, not bad. $250 for our radio. I hope you don't pay that much now. Technology's now cheap somehow. Since there were so many blank pages, I wrote down recipes for enchiladas and so on. I taught my girls to make them. They taught their children too. Kitchen heritage continued. What else could I do? To leave a path, to leave a trail for loved ones then to follow. It isn't just for food to eat, it's food for thought tomorrow. It's food for thought tomorrow. Some of the ink in the ledger is so faded now that I can't tell whether I used green or red chili peppers to make the enchiladas with. I guess the ink inside those fountain pen cartridges wasn't meant to last forever. But I remember that either color was tasty depending on who made them. If Cousin Melina tried to feed us some of hers, we'd say, ooh, they look delicious. Maybe some other day, dear Prima. Do you know how long it's been since I ate an enchilada? Or anything else for that matter? How long ago was 1971? You do the math. The ones I made were heavenly. They called them that, but they don't serve them here. So how would anyone know unless they died and came back? Hey, I hear that some of you are using flour tortillas instead of corn. Flour, stop right now. Save them for burritos and for scooping frijoles. Or poke holes for your eyes, nose, and mouth and use them to keep your face warm when you walk to and from school. In the snow, in 12 degree weather, uphill both ways, like Jesse says he did. Do you know New Mexico's official state question? It's red or green. Does your United State have an official question? No. Oh, sorry. Anyway, the people who can't make up their minds request. Christmas, please, red and green sauce. I never asked for that. I didn't like my sauces to touch. Speaking of Christmas, I hope I can decipher the recipe for our official state cookie. Your state doesn't have one? Lo siento, sorry. That we made during the holiday season, because I'm going to teach you how to make them after intermission. So stick around and remember, if you don't use a pen with good enough ink, when you write down those recipes to leave a trail for your family to remember you by, then you've written a recipe for, say it with me, disaster.